Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our second scripture this morning comes from Zechariah, the 9th chapter, verses 9 and 10. So the people gathered for Jesus' parade would have been familiar with the Hebrew tracts from their own tradition, Zechariah's prophecy that includes this hopeful image. The coming ruler of God. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the end of the earth. This is the word of the Lord. So often... we rush through this parade on Palm Sunday. As a preacher, I'm aware that some of you will go from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday and not be in church during Holy Week. High point to high point, without the struggle the Holy Week actually is about. So often, we start Palm Sunday service with a parade and quickly move to what we call the passion of the story. Today, we're starting with Palm Sunday, and we're going to stay with Palm Sunday the entire service. In fact, it's going to be our Palm Sunday this year. Well, except that we are going to wave palms on the appropriate Sunday to celebrate Palm Sunday. So Jesus' ride into Jerusalem is the beginning of Holy Week, and it is full of risk. Rather than a nice impromptu celebration, it can be seen for a carefully planned and significantly significant event that would rub those in power the wrong way. In a moment already filled with tension, this victory parade has many implications, and as we know, many consequences. We will stop the action just at the beginning of the parade and take stock of all the players, including the role of the city itself, full of pilgrims for Passover. Where will you place yourself in the story? The gospel actually gives us four versions of Jesus' entry in Jerusalem. Matthew 21, 1 through 11 is our scripture for today. You heard it during the children's message. Mark, Luke, and John each have different emphasis. Each has specific details that contribute to the greater whole. No one gospel can tell the full story, and each should be savored for the story it tells. So Matthew places us on the edge of Jerusalem, the holy city, both now and then. It is the location of the temple where King David had placed the Ark of the Covenant. And it was also under Roman occupation. The city was getting ready for a swell of Jewish pilgrims coming to celebrate Passover, the Feast of Freedom, a celebration of redemption from slavery and oppression. Thousands and thousands would soon arrive from Athens and Egypt, Babylon, Rome, Damascus, and Galilee. Meanwhile, Pontius Pilate is also making an appearance as he comes with his entourage into Jerusalem to tell the Jewish people celebrating the Passover, remember, the feast of the freedom from slavery and oppression, that Rome is in charge. People, perhaps you might find yourselves at part of this scenery. You know, the energy of the holy city, the place where the Ark of Covenant sits, and where tensions are on the rise. It's risky to be the city because the tensions are rising and something is about to happen. As Jesus and his disciples move towards Jerusalem, Jesus sends two disciples on a strange mission. Go and find a donkey and a colt and bring them to me. And if someone asks, tell them I have need of them. What a strange errand. But to be honest, as the rabbi Stanley M. Kaiser's distinguished professor of New Testament and Jewish studies at Hartford International University for Religion and Peace says, Amy Jill Levine writes, it's more likely that Jesus had friends in the area, especially if the cult is located in or near Bethany, 2 miles from Jerusalem, where his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived. Jesus has been in and out of Jerusalem many times. Do you find yourself standing with the disciples? Jesus had made it clear that this was a turning point with no good outcomes. His life was at stake, and perhaps the disciples as well. Jesus is willing to risk it all. And it appears at this time that the disciples are too. So, a donkey and a colt are secured. And Matthew quotes the scriptures of Israel, our scripture reading for this morning. See, the king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The focus for Zechariah and for Jesus is not militaristic conquering, but on the power of justice. Jesus is not entering with the trappings of royal or a military parade that is happening for Pontius Pilate just down the street. Jesus arrives on a donkey, the symbol of humility, fiercely determined to be obedient to the will of God, even at the cost of his own life. It's risky business to arrive on a donkey in the holy city. We see a swell of people who are quickly placing their cloaks on the donkey and on the ground. You might not have noticed as the children and I read the Matthew passage, but there is no mention of palms. No palms, just branches. In fact, the Gospel of John mentions palms. And why do they spread cloaks and palms? Well, think of it as a red carpet. It's an act of homage and respect, signifying their response to him as a king and a Messiah, especially treating him like royalty by providing a carpet for the donkey to walk on during this triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The cloaks clearly signal to the authorities that Jesus is risking it all. A.V. Jill Reline says, finally, Matthew depicts the crowds as praising Jesus and calling him Son of David. The reference is more to the great king who brings the Ark of Jerusalem. The recollection of David is a reminder of God's promises concerning a rule of peace and safety, justice and compassion. The crowds are not movers and shakers in town. They're at the other parade. No, these people lining the road are common folks, praising one who seems to be their hero. Matthew's story of a triumphal entry ends with the crowd affirming, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." And the politically and historically for Jesus to come into the holy city, and the people hail him as the Son of David, is incredibly dangerous. And yet Jesus was ready to risk it all. Entering the Passion, as we're inviting you to do, means risk-taking. It means facing our fears, our failures, and our faults, and addressing them. Whom have we betrayed, denied, condemned? Jesus is about to enter Jerusalem and its temple. Where are we? Are we in the parade and shouting Hosanna? Or are we on the sidelines, afraid to take part? Where are we? Welcome to the Passion of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.